Then I got abducted again, sort of like in my late 20s, 30s, I suppose.
Have they been back for you? They haven't been back for you since?
Well, they haven't been back for me, but I mean, I've seen them on loads of occasions, sort of down at Rendlesham, and had contact with them and made contact with them down there. And they've been around, you know, I've seen them around the house and I've seen them other places and that. So. And as I say, you know, people are sceptical. Okay, that's fine.
I imagine they are, Brenda, because it is quite something to take in, isn't it?
Yes, I know. But then if people were drooping their minds to what is actually happening in the world, you know, the world governments and the world intergalactic governments and all that, I mean, they would understand.
Oh, okay. So, you're not bothered by the fact... I mean, I think I'd be slightly concerned if I'd been abducted by aliens once, let alone four times. I don't think I'd necessarily want to go out again, in all honesty, Brenda. I think I might stay in.
Well, the thing is, Nick, I don't think they've ever hurt me, except once when I'd done a regression after I was 9 years old, and they come to visit me after I fell off the bus, and I was sort of like...
the aliens came to visit you, what, was this in hospital, or were you just...
No, I was at home, I fell off the bus and hit my head, and I sort of like went into a coma, you know, and they came, these little, they were sort of like grey rubbery things with big wraparound eyes, they came to visit me. And I didn't think they hurt me, but when I went on to regression, I was saying, they're hurting me. Apparently, they done something to hurt me. I've no idea. Put a chip in my shoulder or whatever, I don't know.
But something?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you carry on believing, you know it happened to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm 100% it did, yes. And I've spoken to loads of other people, too, who said the same sort of, like, thing happened to them, you know, it's...
Well, Brenda, no doubt this weekend, I guarantee what you'll be doing. You'll be keeping an eye on the skies, won't you, just in case?
I will certainly be down at Rendlesham.
Okay, Brenda, it's good to speak to you as always.
And to you, Nick.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
That's Brenda talking about being abducted by aliens, stories that you know are true, and sometimes people just don't believe you. What do you think? What's your story?